Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Logan Caldwell. He is the Cardiac Ready Community Committee Chairman. And Logan, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Warren.
Yes, thank you for taking time joining us here on Let's Talk About It. For those who did not know, News Dakota recently did a story where it was announced that Jamestown had received Cardiac Ready Community designation, which was absolutely huge news, but a lot of questions came up about that. Why is this good for Jamestown? What is Cardiac Ready? So we brought in Logan. We're going to go over that a little bit today on just what this means for Jamestown and what it means for the future in Jamestown. So first, what is Cardiac Ready and what does this designation mean for Jamestown?
Right. So this is an awesome state initiative, and it's a partner of a couple of different organizations. And what the big push for this is to make sure that communities across North Dakota have resources put in place and the trainings put in place. So when a cardiac event occurs, cardiac or stroke event occurs, that the response is streamlined, that the treatment is first rate, and that all of that begins once that emergency happens. It happens at the 911 call, it happens with those first responders, and then it also has the push to keep it going through the ambulance, through the ER, and then on to definitive treatment, whatever that might be for the case.
Right. And I know that when it comes to cardiac ready or cardiac events, heart attacks, for those who are unaware of what that means, seconds, minutes count when it comes to this. So
time is tissue.
Right. Yeah. So having that cardiac ready community ready designation means that Jamestown's ready in case of an event like this.
It was certainly. And we were ready beforehand. What we've done is we've kind of made the process a lot more efficient. And so some of the points of this designation are that we need to have a certain amount of AEDs, automatic external defibrillators, in the community, and that those are strategically placed so that if a 911 call were to come in, that list of where those locations are is given over to the law enforcement center dispatch, so that if somebody were to be calling 911 and somebody's gone into cardiac arrest and requires CPR, that dispatcher can tell them where the closest AED is to them. Another thing that we've done is the vast majority of our police department and all of our ambulance personnel are trained in first aid and CPR, so that first responder that gets there, whether that be the ambulance or a policeman or just a layperson off the street, knows CPR. And so there's been a big push as well to kind of get the help to them as soon as possible.
For sure. So Cardiac Ready designation, Jamestown as a community, the sixth city in the state to receive this. Which is absolutely huge considering
and
how
big. And the largest city so far.
Right, right. So as far as that goes then, Logan, obviously we received this designation now. What's next for Jamestown? How do we maintain this designation and how do we make sure that other people are aware of this?
Right. So the designation from the Department of Health is good for 3 years. And so over the 3 years, we need to continue to meet the minimum requirements. But the committee has made a bigger push that we want to improve. And so we've set certain parameters for the city of Jamestown that we would like to see achieved within the next 3 years. One thing that we're planning on really embracing and working with, and we're working with Central Valley and we're working with the hospital here in town, is making sure that the citizens of Jamestown know their blood pressure. An easy way to kind of deter and stop these emergencies from progressing to mortality is to make sure that they don't happen in the first place. So it's making sure that the initiative, know your number, know your blood pressure, know what a healthy blood pressure is and an unhealthy blood pressure. You know, I'm a paramedic here in Jamestown, and I can't tell you how many times I've taken somebody's blood pressure and it's through the roof, and they say, well, that's normal for me. No, it's not.
Yeah.
A high blood pressure is not normal. It's getting that awareness out there to be able to stop things before they happen.
Right.
So that's going to be our big push over the next couple of years.
The preventativeness of it, right?
Preventative medicine
before
is the best medicine.
Yes. Again, Logan Caldwell with the Cardiac Ready Community Committee in Jamestown, which was comprised of a lot of different members of the community.
This was definitely a team effort.
Yeah.
We had representatives from the hospital, from the emergency room. room. We had people from Central Valley Health. We had the American Heart Association. We had the track facility here in town. We had the college helping out. If you can think of a resource, they were in this meeting. They were helping it push through. Dispatch has been awesome in helping out. And also some of the businesses in town that stepped up and said, you know what, we need an AED in our facility.
For sure.
The credit union here in town did an awesome job. They put one in every single location and really kind of sealed in a couple of spots that were bare in Jamestown for having an AED available.
Crazy. So, I mean, it has been a community effort to get to this point, which is absolutely fantastic for the community of Jamestown. So, again, we kind of know the next steps of it, right? We have to, you know our number, the blood pressure checks, getting CPR training and certified. That's kind of where we're going with this too as well, right?
Yeah, we want people to know CPR and first aid. It's a good life skill. You never know when you're going to need it.
Right.
I always compare CPR training to kind of like toilet paper. When do you need toilet paper? When you need it, right? When do you need CPR training? When you need it.
Yeah.
So it's getting things done early. So for those people that are interested in getting some CPR training, or anybody that owns a business or a daycare or just wants to have one in their house, we have people that do that as well that have cardiac histories. If they're wanting an external defibrillator or they're wanting some CPR training, they can reach out down at the ambulance station and we can get them hooked up with some training, some certification courses, and make sure that they are prepared for when disaster strikes.
For sure. And now this is also a good way of maintaining and improving, right, the cardiac ready designation.
It is. Yeah. So this is going to continually push those requirements from the Department of Health that we need to have in order to maintain the designation. And it also is going to kind of lay in the foundations of trying to make Jamestown have higher success rates for when heart attacks occur, that we don't have a fatal event.
Right, absolutely. So again, Logan Caldwell with the Cardiac Ready Community Committee in Jamestown. So if anybody has questions about this, Logan, they want to learn CPR, they want to get an AED in their business, or they think they should have one in their home in case of that event, what are some ways that you encourage our listeners to do that?
Right. Well, if they want an AED, or they would like some more information on AEDs or first aid training or CPR, they can call down to the ambulance station at 701-251-2273. And anybody that answers the phone there will be able to give them some information on what the classes entail, how much they cost, and then for automatic external defibrillators, those AEDs, the exact same thing.
Okay. They can all help out with that.
Certainly.
Perfect. So, again, really exciting news for the community of Jamestown. Cardiac Ready designation receiving at the 6th in the state of North Dakota. And there's multiple ones across the state that are still working on this.
There
too,
are
right?
a ton of cities that are working on it. I know Fargo, West Fargo are working on it. Yeah. There's Hettinger is working on it. They're all over the place. I think Dickinson as well is working on it. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy designation to get.
No.
For anybody that's looked over the criteria, and I know that I've sent it to you
once. Yeah, I've looked
so
over it a couple times.
Looked over it. There's a lot to it. There's so many different areas and so many different groups that need to cooperate and share data in order to make sure that everybody's kind of working on the same page. So for the fact that a city the size of Jamestown has done this is really quite the feat. And it really is the tip of the hat to those local entities that have been helping out in the committee that's been kind of busting it over the past year to year and a half.
Right. It's taken a lot of work, but it's very exciting. If you want to learn more about that, contact the Jamestown Ambulance Department again, 251-2273. Okay, 2273. Logan, anything else you want to add about cardiac ready designation, CPR classes, training, AEDs, or anything like that?
I'm very proud of the city of Jamestown for having this designation. This is something that truly is important. And I just want to emphasize it is exceedingly important that you make sure that you're doing that preventative medicine. Heart attacks strike way earlier than they used to. We've got reported cases of people in their teenage years and in their early 20s having heart attacks. And this is something that can easily be done, is simply to make sure that your blood pressure is under control. And that's not just for heart attack, but that's for eye health.
Right.
That's for all sorts of aspects of your health.
Right. So blood pressure checks, a big, important part of this as well. And Logan, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me.